You are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope, the station that cares for you. It comes to you every Wednesday.
The program that brings you everlasting life and draw you closer to God.
In our program for tonight, you will be listening to the Word of God's and Family Life Lecture.
And music will be flowing within our program. Stay tuned.
For more information about our programs, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908 or write to us at Message of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda, or 247, Juba, Sudan.
For more, and just listen to this beautiful song.
Thank you. za kipita, dunia ni nasaba ya peana. Umote kidali, sakina la waha, nisajumo.
Lakini ya lela, dunia pita.
Let us prepare ourselves to listen to Family Life Lecture.
Once more, you are welcome to Adventist World Radio. And the person taking you for this night is none other than Okumu William. And our topic for Family Life Lecture is Fundamentals of the True Homemaking, the most attractive place in the world. While there are weighty responsibilities devolving upon the parents to guard carefully the future happiness and in interest of their children, it is also their duty to make home as attractive as possible. This is of far greater consequence than to acquire estate and money. Home must not lack sunshine. The home feeling should be kept alive in the heart of the children, that they may look back upon the home of their childhood as a place of peace and happiness next to the heaven. Then, as they come to maturity, they should in their turn try to be a comfort and blessing to their parents. The home should be to the children the most attractive place in the world, and the mother's presence should be its greatest attraction. Children have sensitive, long nature. They are easily pleased and easily made happy by gentle discipline in loving words and acts. Mothers may bind their children to their hearts. Cleanliness, neatness, and order are indispensable to the proper management of the household. But when the mother makes this all the important duties of her life and devotes herself to the neglect of physical development and the mental and moral training of her children, she makes a sad mistake. Believers should be taught that even though they may be poor, they need not to be unclean or untidy in their work. Help must be given in this line to those who seem to have no sense of the meaning and importance of cleanliness. They are to be taught that those who represent the high and holy God must keep their soul pure and clean, and that this purity must extend to their dress and to every think in the home, so that the ministry angels will have evidence that the truth has wrought a change in the life, purifying the soul and refining the taste. Those who, after receiving the truth, make no change in what deportment, in dress, or surroundings, are living to themselves, not to Christ. They have not been created new in Christ Jesus unto purification and holiness. While we are to guard against needless adornment and display, we are in no case to be careless and indifferent in regard to outward appearance. All about our passions and our homes is to be neat and attractive. The youth are to be taught the importance of presenting an appearance above criticism, an appearance that honors God and truth. A neglect of cleanliness will induce disease. Sickness does not come without a cause. Violent epidemic of fevers have occurred in villages and cities that were considered perfectly healthful, and this have resulted into that of death or broken consultations. In many instances, the premises of the very ones who fell victims to these epidemic contained the agents of destruction which sent forth deadly poison into the atmosphere to be inhaled by the family and the neighborhood. It is astonishing to witness the prevailing ignorance relative to the effects which lackness and recklessness produce upon the health. It is a good family life lecture, and if you put it in a work, you find that your family will be out of troubles. I would like to thank you very much for attending to this program. Welcome back from that great message from Family Life Lecture.
Here is good news for you. We have free Bible Correspondence School that offer courses like Basic Health, Step to Christ, Bible Discovery, the Book of Daniel, the Book of Revelation, and Personal Bible Study Guide.
Therefore, to get these courses, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908 or write to us at Message of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda, or 247, Juba, Sudan.
It is a right time to listen to the Word of God.
My brother, I would like to thank you so much this evening as we come back to our today's lessons. I want to say I'm your brother, Idris Suleiman, thanking you so much for the time you have taken to be with me here today. The book I Can Trust, this is what we are going to learn about it today. It may be a very new and a unique topic to you, but I want to tell you that just be careful and very attentive so that by the end of this topic, at least you'll get something from this lesson. We are going to look at what we said, the book I Can Trust. Today, as we can see in the world, there are so many books that people normally put in their trust. And they believe in those books and they said really these are the books that really they can guide them and can give them right directions and instructions about what life is all about. But what I'm going to discuss about now is not from a scientific aspect, but I'm going to talk about a biblical aspect. This evening we are going to look at the book I Can Trust. So what we are going to look at it, the first question or what we want to learn is that what does the Bible says is the source of truth? You know, the truth, most people normally speak that I know the truth, I know the truth. But we need to know really from the biblical aspect, what does the Bible says about the truth? I invite you to read with me in the book of John chapter 17, verse 17. It says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. Say, you make them clean or purify them by your word. Your word is the truth. You see, whose word is that one? It is not somebody else's word, but it is the word of God. What we are reading here is the word of God. So, the word of God is what we need to trust in it. There is no any other thing that really we can trust in it beside God's word. So, according to what we said that, what does the Bible say is the source of truth? Now we say that the source of truth is thy word, the word of living God. Mankind does not know that the truth is the eternal God's knows. We can trust his word. It has been true from the beginning. When you read in the book of Psalms chapter 119 verse 89, so this is where you can find this word. So, my brother, I want to tell you that The truth is the word of God. And the word of God will make you to know the truth and will set you free. Therefore, this evening, we want to learn more and we want to see you know by what mighty power were the heavens made. You see, most of the scientists, I'm not here trying to contradict, but I'm trying to tell you the truth. Most of the scientists, they believe that the world was just been created from a small reaction of something what they call maybe a nuclear. But this evening, we want to see by what mighty power were the heavens made. If you have the Bible in your hand, open with me in the book of Psalms chapter 33, verse 6 to 9. This is where we're going to read from this evening. And it says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Verse 7, he gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in the storehouses. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. My brother and sister, this evening, as we were looking at by what mighty power were the heavens made, we see that by the word of the Lord, all the earth in 6 days. In Genesis chapter 1, if you read about the creation story, God said, let there be light, and etc. And there was. After creation, our first parent, he spoke to them face to face. Genesis chapter 3 verse 9, if you read there. Sin made this impossible. Since then, he has had to communicate with man through a few faithful people chosen as prophets. You see, it was by the word of God that God created the heaven and the earth. And our first grandparents, that God created them by his word, by not by what? Any other things. That's why I want you to note me very well and to read with me systematically so that we'll understand what really the book we can trust in, but not trusting in any other kind of books that we have today in the world. Therefore, let's go ahead and see some other readings. From where did the Bible come? You see, many philosophers, many people who have read, professors, doctors, they are trying to argue with the Bible. You know, this is the word of God. It is an inspired word. But some people still today, they doubt about the word of God. They don't know exactly the origin of the Bible. Therefore, I just want to tell you where the Bible originates from. We are going to read in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 up to 21. And it says, we have also more assured word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Mark and underline that word. That knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It came from God. The Bible came from God. It came not by the will of man, but led by the Holy Spirit, wrote what God told them. We see that the word of God, well, the Bible existed by men who have been inspired by the Holy Spirit, and God gave them that power to write and to put down his word, what he spoke, that those people, they wrote down, whom we call the prophets. You see, the prophets were the early messengers of God whom he used to communicate with them to go and deliver his message to his people. Therefore, today we see that the word of God, God uses words to do a lot of things. Uses word for communication, uses word for so many things that we are seeing today. Therefore, if you have just joined us, we are learning about the book I Can Trust. So we are going to see, how did God communicate with the prophets? Since we have seen that the prophets were the people whom God were communicating with them. But we want to see, how did God communicate with these prophets? So I invite you to read with me again in the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 6. So, and here it says, and he said, hear now my words, If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in dreams. We see that God used to communicate to the prophets through the dreams and through the visions. We see he reveals himself sometimes in visions. So I want to tell you that when you start to read this book, you find that the Lord says, hear my word. You see, in all the scriptures we have read, we find word. That means the word or the book we can trust in it is where we find our God is saying, hear my word. Hear this word. This is what the book that we can trust in. There is no any other book that really we can put our trust in today in this last day. That's why I say that if we try to read more in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. So there we are going to see the way how did the book of Revelation came down to us. We see that the book of Revelation is full of the things, of the predictions, things that Daniel saw. And we see here that they are what? Most of them are being fulfilled. Now we are going to see in the book of Revelation that how did the book of Revelation came down to us. So I invite you once more to read with me in the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of God, hears the word of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. We see the book of Revelation came into existence when God showed himself to John the Revelator in the vision and was telling John the things that are going to happen and how really Jesus Christ, his history, his coming is going to be revealed unto us. Brother and sister, I want to tell you that the book of Revelation came into existence when God revealed himself in visions to John the Revelator, and then John has to put those things down for us so that at least later we can be able to read from those words. I thank you very much, brother and sister, tonight as you have taken this time to be with me. I want to say once more that God bless you so much. We have not finished with our topic of the book I can trust in, because our time is almost running out, but I want to tell you that next time try to tune in so that we can begin with this topic again.
Thank you for the words of God. And if you have questions, comments, suggestions, please write to us at Messages of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda. Or call us on telephone number 0782-710-908.
As we are ending our program for tonight, you'll be listening for more program next week on the same time at the same frequency. God bless you.